Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
As long as I'm able to serve, I'm going to serve. As of right now, I'm still in a capacity to serve, and that's exactly what I plan on doing. It's true. I had, for example, delivery boys that were paid off the books. And as a result, the taxes were not accurate.
All right, Congressman Grimm, Michael Grimm, representing mostly Staten Island, finds himself in a precarious situation. Boy, he's been on America Tonight a couple of times. When we first met him, we were talking about a lot of what was going on in Washington and breaking the gridlock and whatnot. And he, you heard him there speaking about taxes. That's what they got him on, taxes of what he was paying people off the books. And so now he has agreed to, he pled guilty anyway, to one count of fraud. And it's a question of, in D.C., we've seen this before, does he stand his ground or is there pressure for him to resign? Ho, ho, ho. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What a way to start. Sadly, there's some other things to report throughout this week. You know, you'll be dealing with weather on the way there and on the way back if you're traveling by car or even by flight. But tornadoes have really torn up parts of Mississippi. In fact, the governor calling for a state of emergency. The fact that four people have died because of this deadly weather is so depressing when it's Christmas time. Sad to see that and people having to deal with that. But the weather turned, and it took a turn for the worse, knocked out power, turned over and ripped apart some houses, and went through a mobile home park and really did some serious damage to certainly people and their homes, and there was a lot of injuries too as well, and four people that we know of, hopefully know more than that, but 50 plus people injured too. And one of the worst hit places was a town called Summerall, which is just west of Hattiesburg, which a lot of people know Hattiesburg. And there was even a tornado that hit a daycare right there off of a main thoroughfare, Highway 42, and luckily those kids were all accounted for and okay, and no injuries. They actually moved them to a nearby bank. And then in Columbia, which is not too far away from Summerall, the tornado damage was centered off of a different highway, and there were lots of injuries, lots of destroyed cars, too. Here, the tornado had toppled cars and smashed into a few pretty strong structures, but, you know, when they measure the force of the tornado, I think it'll vary maybe from those two places. Luckily, a lot of those people that were injured were treated and then they were released because the ER was filled with people, which prompted the governor, Phil Bryant, to have that state of emergency issue it for Marion and Jones counties, along with a bunch of other parts of the state that just were toppled by this awful, awful weather. They also got some of it in Louisiana, outside of Baton Rouge, pretty bad there, where they had power out and they had streams of water pouring in. So people were scrambling. And see, that's the thing. You had a lot of people that were out. So you had people scrambling to do Christmas shopping, moving around, traveling, and you know, bad weather comes through and they're in the wrong place. The National Weather Service even extended its tornado watch to include Louisiana and Mississippi and threw in Alabama, Georgia, and Florida as well. And it was heavy, heavy rain and that just soaked the area. So it was a combination of all of that. You know, you think of December, but there it's kind of, either you don't think of the tornado season, but it's actually, there's a second part to the tornado season, and this is when it is. And with that warm, they got very warm, kind of moist, unstable air, then you get that heavy rain, and unfortunately this is what you see, and it becomes a huge, huge problem. and the weather system was spinning in the middle of the Mississippi River Valley, and now it's moving toward the Great Lakes areas, and we've seen what has happened with that, and they're talking about the wetness, that it's going to be pretty treacherous driving on I-95, which goes up and down the East Coast. So they're expecting that to affect flights. They're expecting it to affect people who are in cars, too, trying to get from point A to B. With gas being as cheap as it is, and I don't know what you're filling up for, but they say the average is $2.25. That's down almost 70 cents a gallon from a year ago. But where I am, I'm in one of those states where it's in the, 180 something. It's really dipped low. With that being the case, that sends a lot of people on the highways where they might, when it was higher, it was another thing to consider, especially if you had kids and, you had to fill up an SUV and it was going to cost you some serious, money. Remember, at one point, we were talking about $4+ and for a gallon of regular, and that was tough on a lot of budgets, without a doubt. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, as we take a look back, continue to do that, at what we did this past year, what we talked about, and who we talked to. One of the interesting conversations certainly was with Jesse Ventura, who is the former governor of Minnesota, and is never shy about his opinions on what we should do in this country. Sort of slants libertarian, sort of, with some of what he has to say. But he was terrific in the interview that I did with him, one of the interviews I did with him this year. And then we're also going to talk to Carrie Stewart Parks, and she helped chase down the bad guys, and she still does. She's excellent at being like a forensic artist. And she's worked with the FBI and so many other law enforcement types around the country trying to track down suspects. So somebody comes in and you say, oh, well, what do they look like? And she's the person who pulls it all together. And she actually helped big time on the Green River killer. And she's got some interesting stories to tell about that. And we had her on to also talk about the Jack the Ripper story. Remember, that was big as to... We think we know who the identity of Jack the Ripper is. And once that broke, then it was a question of, oh, is this really the right person or not? And with all the new things they can do forensically, they feel as though they've got some matches, or they have a match, then that's what they're going with. And we've seen what's happened with DNA. And I'll tell you, I think that forensic science is not only a big field, but it's getting better, where they can more easily identify specifics in areas that they couldn't before. So that's why some of these cold cases are getting reopened. And I think it's great, because now they're able to, if somebody's wrongly been accused of something, they're able to write that. But they're also able to track down, in some cases, the elusive. Somebody who eluded the net before, now they're able to find them through the sciences. So that's coming up too as well. Right now, though, on the flip side, I'm going to fill in the blocks. Protests in New York, a call for calm, lots of opinions on that. And the Pew analysis is out. Would you believe less than half of Americans have a traditional family? I would. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
To me, a merry, merry Christmas. Even if you don't celebrate it, the merry spills over. I have a lot of Jewish friends who they celebrate Hanukkah, but they like Christmas. They like to come over and hang out at Christmas, too. And it's the spirit to, you know, of Christmas to give, 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 and don't worry about getting, 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 because you'll feel that much better. And honestly, what so many of you have given to me, I cannot express in words. I thank you so much for your support. And I've mentioned this before, we really seem to nail it when it comes to the emails. And it's funny because working in New York City, of course, is a giant city, our biggest city, I would get massive phone calls, but not that many emails because people were paying attention just right then and there. But this is such a thoughtful audience. So some of you call and many of you also shoot me an email when you're thinking about something during the day, or you download the shows and play them later because you've got schedules that are all over the place. And I thank you for all that you have contributed to this show. And I really mean and stand by the, I don't care if you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between. It's about the conversation without a doubt. And speaking of the conversation, remember the mayor who is kind of all over the map, the Bill de Blasio. This is when people are begging Bloomberg, can't you do a fourth term? Even though I didn't like you, I like some things about you. So now there was a protest again, and this was over the police and the I can't breathe and the chokehold and all of that. And one of the things that's being said, you know, a lot of people have opinions on this, from Sharpton, who rejects the mayor's plea to stop the protests, to actor James Woods, who was heavily quoted all over the place saying, Sharpton is a pig. Then you have also Rudy Giuliani, who was one of the beloved during the time mayors, as you all know, of that city, who said it's a cruel lie to say that most cops are racist. And bravo to my man, John Bon Jovi, who shows support at a show with an NYPD shirt. I've said this before, and because I have police officers in my family and know, intimately from what they've told me about things that have happened on the job in big areas, urban areas, it's no picnic being in that position. Yes, there are terrible cops, and yes, there are amazing police officers. So, bravo to Bon Jovi. He had a football t-shirt on during his concert in Red Bank, New Jersey on a Monday. And he said, he told the crowd, I'm showing some solidarity for the NYPD and all those who protect and serve. And I agree. Protect and serve is not easy these days. And you know, there's something where you're civic-minded, and a lot of cops are, to want to go and put themselves in the situations that they put themselves in. So the opinions are all over the place, without a doubt. But the two police officers being shot in Brooklyn, there are no words that could possibly express truly what's happened there with the families. It's so unbelievably sad. Unbelievably. Joe Biden, the VP, says he's going to attend a funeral for a New York police officer on Saturday. You had one that was newly married. You had another who had two children, one in college, and one who was younger whose heart was just broken, Rafael Ramos. And the VP is going to be at the funeral for the New York City police officer, the service for Rafael Ramos at Christ Tabernacle Church in Glendale, New York. Biden's wife is also going to go with him. Ramos's partner, Wenjin Lee, he was also obviously in the car where they were ambushed on Saturday. The gunman claimed he was retaliating for the police involvement in the deaths of Eric Garner in New York and, of course, Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. And then he shot and killed himself. The police commissioner says Liu's family is going to make arrangements after arriving from China. So how depressing is that? They're coming over to bury their son, and all because he just happened to be in the way of a lunatic sitting in a car there in Brooklyn in the police car. Awful, awful, awful thing. The part about James Woods, the actor, who you might be familiar with, his statement about Sharpton, he slammed Sharpton and the mayor in some Twitter messages following the murder of the two cops I mentioned. He said that Sharpton, he called Sharpton a pig. That's the words he used. He blamed de Blasio for inciting anti-cop sentiment that led to the execution-style deaths of those two officers as they were sitting in the car. And, you know, he said, in honor of all uniformed service personnel in America, say a prayer for police officers Liu and Ramos. And, you know, he also wrote, according to the New York Post, that the blood of two executed police officers is on the hands of the mayor. And may God bless their families and may they rest in peace. And it's just, you know, been one of these back and forth kind of things in New York. So there were protests, and the mayor called for no protests, but there were protests anyway, where people were screaming things out about police officers. Now, it didn't erupt in any kind of violence or anything like that, which thank goodness that didn't happen. But down Fifth Avenue, there was a pretty large group of people that where they marched, not just there, but in cities across the U.S. In the last couple of weeks, we certainly have seen this, and there were maybe 300 or so going down Fifth Avenue, and they were carrying signs saying "Jail Killer Cops," and they had other signs up two as well, and the timing couldn't be worse with what just happened with the two officers, for sure. And there were people that yelled back at them, some of them, while they were going down the street. But it wasn't a giant protest, and it was a peaceful protest. And most of what's happened recently has been on the heels of what happened with 18-year-old Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, in August, and then Eric Garner in July in New York, the chokehold of Garner by the police officer, the father of six, and that outraged a lot of people. So I don't think we've seen the last of this, and there will be much more discussion heading into 2015. What is that going to look at like for us after what's happened in the summer in 2014, and what are the discussions here in the United States about that, race relations in some of these communities? Is there, you know, are there things that are not being reported? Are there feelings that can be patched before they get to the crazy level of exploding the way they have in the recent weeks? And a new poll out, because we always want to take the poll. We always want to take the pulse of where are the approval ratings for the president. And the president, Obama, is below other two-term presidents, but he still has 2 years to go. And there is a whole bunch of agenda things that he wants to try to accomplish that he promised the first time around when he was running. A new Gallup poll shows that Obama's average approval rating in December shows that it's just under 43% of Americans approve of his job performance, still places him above only George W. Bush in the same period in their second term. Meanwhile, the CNN ORC poll does find that Obama's approval rating is up to 48%, a 20-month high point for him and the highest since May of last year. Probably a lot of that hinging on the economy. The stock market has been up recently. Cuba, for some. And immigration is either a teardown move or bravo, depending on how you look at it. And I think that that is going to be the biggest challenge for the new group coming into Washington, D.C., and now what is a majority-controlled Senate and Congress. Look for a lot of conversation about immigration and the president's executive order. It'll be interesting for sure. And I think this is, if we were to make a list, I think this would be pretty much tops on the list. Stay with us. Coming up, a couple of terrific interviews from 2014. Oh, what a year it was. Hang with us. Also, a big shout-out to Matt Johnson for all his great work in 2014. Can't wait to see what 2015 is like. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Dunn. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
I love to see me just like you. I love to see me just like you. I'm just trying to make my way.
Let me tell you, folks, when I was a kid, I couldn't get enough of the story of Jack the Ripper. I don't know if it was the way my father told it or a combination of it, but and then the movies that I've seen and, of course, the books that I've read about Jack the Ripper. And now, could that mystery have been solved? There's a British businessman, as you all know, Russell Edwards, who says that he's conclusively identified the serial killer as a Polish immigrant and a barber. So is this really the guy who is Jack the Ripper, or is it more hocus pocus? You know, has his DNA been found? A lot of questions. Carrie Stewart Parks, who, by the way, is an author of A Cry from the Dust, is also an internationally known, besides being an author, FBI-trained forensic artist. So we are thrilled to have her on ATN. Hey, Carrie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. I'm delighted to be here.
So what was your reaction when you, because this is your baby, this whole DNA thing and all of that, what was your reaction when you heard that Russell Edwards claimed that he conclusively identified Jack the Ripper?
Well, it was a combination of delight because it's such a huge, huge case, and it's, of course, been in everybody's headlights for so long. And also it was with a bit of skepticism. So I decided to look into it a little bit further.
And what did you find out?
Well, I think that what we're looking at here is really the most brilliant book launch in history. part of the problem I had with that is that, first of all, police, even police of that time, inventoried everything that they found with Catherine Eddowes. I mean, this has been going on for months, and they're trying to solve this. They even inventoried the buttons they found on her. But they overlook a silk scarf that's approximately, what, 7 feet in length or some huge, it's huge in size. Instead, they let a fellow pick it up and take it home to his wife.
Nice.
Now, they know that it's not Catherine Eddowes because she's just hawked her boots. She's so poor. She's just been gotten, she just got out of prison. So it has to belong to the killer. But they don't take it in. They, in fact, let somebody take it home for his wife.
Wow.
The second thing that really, doing a little bit more research on it, was that the author, Mr. Edwards, had in his possession, he collected the DNA on the descendants, and he had them. And he also had the scarf in his possession at the same time.
Wow.
And
yeah,
both those things he turned over to the geneticist.
Yeah. That's a little fishy. I'm just going to say. A little fishy. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because it did bring up the whole Jack the Ripper thing again and get people excited about the possibility of it. Now, there is a short list of suspects, and the guy that he identified is somebody that was long thought to be possibly Jack the Ripper. Am I correct?
Yes, he was one of the suspects. He was a suspect at the time. He was one of 5 or 6. They probably actually had quite a few more than that, but they had focused on a number of suspects at the time.
Yeah. Wow. It is amazing, though, what you can claim with DNA. Since you're, you know, FBI-trained forensic artist and you know about these kind of things, to you, when you see that people are released from prison because DNA proves it's somebody else and then they confess or other things are happening, is that pretty exciting?
Well, in a sense it is. In a sense, we have something called the CSI effect. And the CSI effect is that everything can be solved through DNA. So you're getting people wanting to have DNA on purse snatchings and so on. So DNA is useful. It is, however, a comparison system. So much of the work that I do as a forensic artist gets you the starting point of where you compare this information. I would do the composite sketches or the facial reconstruction or the unknown remains where they don't know where to start. Once we've identified some suspects or some victims, then we have someone to compare the DNA to. But we don't have a DNA data bank just waiting for us to access it and say, oh, well, here's who the person is.
You know, did you ever think that you would be doing that, you'd be doing the composites? Because you're an award-winning fine artist, and then you become a forensic artist, so you marry the two. I bet that you had some interesting conversations when you started to tell people what you were doing with forensic art, did you?
Yes. Especially if they want to see pictures. They often are very sorry. I try to make sure I don't have the nasty ones on my computer at any given point. But at one point I found myself in a very nice restaurant with another author, and we were talking about bodies and that sort of thing. And she said, well, do you have any pictures? And I said, well, sure. So I opened up my computer, and she looked around at her horrified and said, oh, my gosh, all these people are going to see what you've got. Oh, this is horrible. Please close it down, but I'm going to put this in a book.
I love that. Did you, what kind of cases? I mean, you worked on some famous cases, didn't you?
I did. I'm not sure how familiar people are with them. I know that one of the cases I worked on will be coming out on A&E television. I'm not sure what the date is. That was the story of the Tom DiBartolo who murdered his wife and then shot himself and claimed somebody else did it.
Mm.
I worked a bit on the Yates serial killer, which was the one out of Spokane, and a little bit on the Green River, but not a lot. I did have a very famous moose killing.
You did? Tell us about the moose killing. I didn't know about that.
Well, this is Idaho that you're talking to. So we worked for any agency that was within our requesting region. And the request came in from the Fish and Game. They said, we have an illegal moose killing. It is in Weipe, Idaho. To get there, you just drive to Lewiston and turn left. Take another left at Orfino, and it's the last town you come to. And I interviewed the people who had seen the moose killer.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, the moose is on the loose. Where is that? Oh, are you kidding me? Now, you said just a little bit on the Green River killer. That's huge. That was Gary Ridgway. I mean,
yes,
everybody
Gary
knows
Ridgway.
That story. Wow.
Yates killed 20-some. I think it was around 28 women. And I worked a bit on that one. And several others, unless they really get a book or they just hit the public just right, some of the cases I worked on, though are as large, may not be as well known.
Yeah, it just depends. But it has to be a good feeling when you know you're getting it right. If there's a witness and they say, that's it. Do you work with people a lot where they're describing something? You know, you're the first one in the door, so to speak?
Yes, that's what I do. I sit down with the victim or witness of a crime, and I do the drawing of a memory. I draw what they have in their mind and put it down on paper. It's not going to be perfect. It's never a portrait. The best it's going to be is their memory. But it gives them an idea of where to look and who specifically not to look for. And when it's close, it is the greatest rush in the world. Oh, my gosh. It is so wonderful.
I love that. So then you go from this exciting career that you have going on, and you decided, you know what, I'm going to jump into something different. I'm going to write some fiction, and you had a great mentor in helping you do that, pretty well-known author from the New York Times. And what did that feel like, putting that together? Because that's a little bit different. I mentioned it at the top, A Cry from the Dust.
It was very different. At the time I started writing fiction, I had written 5 books on nonfiction books on how to draw and how to paint. And that was what I was known for. I didn't think I could write fiction. I thought, oh, that takes such an imagination, and I didn't think I had it. But I started writing another book about signs of deception. How do you know when people are lying to you based on their language? And in it, I decided to take my old cases and turn them into fictional accounts. And I found, well, this isn't so hard. So I thought, well, I can do this. And 10 years later, I was still working on it. It took me 10 years to learn how to write fiction.
Yeah, it's a completely different thing. You have the ideas in your head, and then it's hard to get them out there in the computer or on paper. Did you write longhand, or did you do the computer thing?
Oh, definitely the computer. I burned up a couple computers.
I love that I burned up a couple computers. It cracks me up because I read something about Jackie Collins, and of course she's writing about Hollywood things.
Oh,
but you know, she sits by her pool and she writes everything out longhand. Are you kidding? That's brutal. I can't imagine.
That's crazy. I mean, I could barely sign a check. So, yeah.
Yeah, they never decipher anything I write. I write like a doctor, so it'd be brutal. What a delight you are, Carrie Stewart Parks, having the show. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on.
Anytime. I love talking with you.
Excellent. Pick up the book, A Cry from the Dust. You can get it at Amazon, right?
Right. Yes.
Excellent. Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks, Kate. Take care.
Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and of course all of you in those nooks and crannies across America getting ready for yet another election. The former governor of Minnesota, who now does a show called Off the Grid, love that title, and he has a very, very popular podcast called We the People. Jesse Ventura joins us from our virtual green room. Jesse, how are you?
Good, but I don't like being in the green room. You know what that is at San Quentin, don't you?
What is it?
That's where they take the prisoners that they're going to put that are on death row.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, it's a blue room.
I laughed about that they, you know, they're in the business. You're always put in the green room, and I've always felt a little uncomfortable with that.
Just for you, we're changing the color for sure.
Okay.
You know what it's like to be in office. You saw what it was like, that whole political logjam. Although it was a little bit different when you were the governor of Minnesota. Do you think we need to step away from a two-party system?
I think I now don't even support a third party. I've taken up the position that we need to pretty much outlaw political parties. We need to make them political action committees. And the first thing that we need to do is on all election ballots, I ask the question, why is a political party put on the ballot? Why not just the candidate's name?
Mm.
And that would be a way to start. That could be a grassroots thing that could be done at the local level. Because to me, the third party's a nice thought, but in order to compete, they would have to bastardize themselves like the other two, and you've already got a two-headed monster. Why would you want a three-headed one?
Yeah. So, you said it. It'd have to be a grassroots kind of thing, and you'd really have to get a lot of momentum for it. But people are tired of what they're seeing, don't you think?
Well, that's the way it's got to happen. It's certainly not going to come from the top down. Do you think for 1 minute the Democrats and Republicans want to face a third contender? They tried it in Minnesota, and I beat them. You know, people don't realize what we did in Minnesota. It was remarkable. I only raised $300,000. That's all I raised. But they allowed me in the debates, and I was polling 10% at the primary, and 8 weeks later, I was the governor. And they can't, the two parties can't allow that to happen, so they do everything in their power. And here's one place they do work together. They work together to ensure that there's no third or fourth option given to the people.
Yeah, and if it was just names on the ballot, and we had more public discussion, I agree with that. If you have more debate, it would be great.
It would then require the voter to educate himself on who is John Jones, this candidate. What does he stand for? And personally, I would rather have people walk in there and go eeny, meeny, miny, moe than what we got today.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's awful what we have, because all we're talking about is numbers, and you know that's the big storyline in these upcoming midterm elections. Is the Senate going to flip?
Have you looked at these pathetic ads on TV? They're embarrassing. They show to the level of which politics has sunk. I mean, you watch the ads, and it's like the opponent should be locked up in prison for committing crimes. But in the case of Democrats and Republicans, maybe they are committing crimes.
Touché, for sure. One of the things that people, well, you say voters educating themselves. One of the things that people are upset about, especially in the border states, and you know a lot about this, is immigration. What do you think we need to do as far as immigration is concerned?
Well, you know, first of all, it's very racist, because you notice that right away when ISIS came around, they said they were going to sneak in through our Mexican border. Well, lo and behold, if you go back and if the story of 9/11 is true, they came through Canada. They did not come through Mexico. So you can't secure a border to that level. Do we want to be East Berlin? That's my question. Are we going to be East Berlin where we put walls up? I live in Mexico half the year. That's why my show's called Off the Grid. I'm down there off the grid. But point being, I travel across the border twice a year and live in a foreign country for 6 months of the year or more. And when I return to the United States, it's like Checkpoint Charlie. The only thing missing are the army tanks, and I'm sure they're on their way. Is that what we want our country to stand for?
Yeah, we don't want to see the tanks, that's for sure. And we saw what happened in Ferguson.
I mean, and the point there, I just saw a poll today, I was doing my show, and did you know that well over 26, but by far and away, Pakistan second at 8%, China at 6%. It's like 23 or 24% of the world said they fear war. Who do they fear the most? The United States of America.
Wow.
Now, is that 25 years ago, people in other countries looked to the United States. They wanted to emulate us. They wanted to be us. Today, they completely fear that we're going to rain war upon them. I mean, that's embarrassing. I, as an American, as a veteran, am embarrassed over the fact that 20, by far and away, double digits, the majority of people in the world fear the United States of America when it comes to war.
Yeah, that's frightening. I agree with you. I thought we were they were supposed to lean on us, the rest of the world,
exactly.
And that's what seems to happen.
We are now the aggressor. And that's how the rest of the world views us. You know, the problem's this. All the people in this country, and I'm fortunate, I leave it. People need to see this country from the outside looking in instead of the inside looking out.
Yeah, they'd get a different perspective, huh?
They certainly would.
Yeah.
When you're in, end up like me, you know, I'm called controversial, I'm called this and that, and I guess I get that because I speak my mind and I tell the truth, you know. Look how they've morphed the word truth. The word truth now is bad. If you call the truther, that's something bad. So that means lying is good?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's what's happened. How can you take the word truth and morph it into a bad word? How can truth be bad?
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. I agree. I never thought about it that way in breaking down the word. You're right.
Well, that's why I was governor, you know. I see things a little different.
Exactly. You have different colored glasses, and they work.
No,
yeah.
Truly, one of my main people on my staff said, Governor, that's the unique thing about you. You see something, and you see it in a perspective generally that nobody else ever does.
Yeah, yeah. That's why you were elected, that's for sure. What do you think when, you know, we talk all about this money and with the airstrikes, we're spending $7 billion a day at one point. They were talking about a crazy number from a million to a billion, but it's really a million. But regardless, the foreign aid that we're shelling out, is this the right thing to do?
No, not in my opinion. Let me give it to you in basic science and history. Christopher Columbus, who discovered America for the Anglo-Saxon Europeans 600-700 years ago, his mission was he wanted to find an alternative way to India to avoid the Middle East. Now, he was willing to defy science and fall off the earth because they didn't know the earth was round then. But he was willing to fall off the earth rather than go through the Middle East. Now, shouldn't that tell us something? Nothing has changed over there. I am an advocate of pulling out of there, closing our embassies. Let's bring our people home. Enough is enough. And
yeah.
I'm tired of this. The wars over there, they don't affect us. Do they want us to truly believe ISIS is a threat to us? I'm a veteran, and they're always saying thank you for protecting our freedom. I'd like to know this. We're losing more freedom from our own government than we are any foreign entity.
Yeah, what do you think, though, with ISIS, with the beheadings and whatnot?
Well, that's culture over there. How many beheadings do the Saudis do every year? 30 or 40.
Yeah.
That's their culture over there. And our culture is we generally stick them in a toaster. What's the difference if you behead someone or fry them in a toaster? Or give them an injection. See, I'm anti-death penalty, or give them an injection that sometimes don't work. That's been the latest around here, right?
Yeah, the injections especially, you're right.
My point is this. The United States of America needs to look in its own backyard, clean up our backyard, instead of worrying about everything going on throughout the world. We got enough problems of our own right here domestically. How about focusing on that for a while?
Yeah, speaking of that, I think what should really be the focus of the elections anyway is the whole economy, this minimum wage battle and talking about maximum wage.
On that, yours is a great show that will help get me in mainstream because I have a hard time getting in mainstream. I stand for something now. I want a maximum wage where you can't make over so much. And before people call me a communist and all that, wait a minute, because every professional sports team has a salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
It's already in place. It's out there. Let's put a salary cap on corporate CEOs. If you can't live on 15 or 10 to 15, $20 million a year, then maybe you ought to go see the toaster.
10 to 15 million or 20, yeah. I love it.
Let's have a salary cap. This thing between worker and CEO, the separation of the money is so outrageous today. It's gone up 400-500%. How about a salary cap at the top?
Yeah, I love it. I agree with you. Salary cap.
What about minimum wage? Let's put a salary cap at the top.
Yeah, how about that, folks? Jump on this. 855-266-5283. Jesse Ventura will catch you on Off the Grid and your podcast, We the People. We appreciate you hanging with us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. And keep up the good work. Keep talking. Because communication, we need it.
Thanks, Jesse.
Bye-bye.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.